We slept outside on, just take our mattresses and throw them outside and slept.
Have you ever heard of a thing called a pallet?
Yeah, but we never had one. We sometimes slept on the floor, all right, especially if we had, you know, company. While the kids always had to sleep on the floor.
But you never got a pallet for that?
Mm-mm.
What about a really heavy blanket? Did you have heavy blankets, and were there special names for those?
Well, our mothers used to make quilts, mm-hmm. and make them out of old pants and coats and things like that. They'd cut them in square pieces and put a flannel back on them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything called a sugan?
Mm-mm. We never used it.
You've never heard of that word before?
Well, yes, I've read a story about them.
And how would you pronounce that word?
I just looked at it. Sugan, I guess, is what it is.
But the only familiarity you have with that is from reading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what are these things you would put pillows in?
Pillowcase.
Okay. And this right up here, the stuff that the... what would you call that thing you would screw in?
Bulb.
Mm-hmm. And it makes it so it's brighter in here. It gives off
light.
Okay. And let's see. If you were cooking and you wanted to stay clean, you would wear a
apron.
Now, are there different types of aprons?
Well, they had what they called a grandma apron, or they had fancy aprons, tea aprons.
How are those different than a regular apron?
Well, a grandma apron come across here and right like this, pretty much covered you, tied
so
in the back.
Up, it came up high.
Yeah, and just cut it around like this. But a little tea apron usually was on a band and just.
Okay. Now, were there different names for fancy aprons or not?
Other than just tea aprons, I guess. Some of them were more fancy than others.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that they used to occasionally cut up coats to make these quilts. What kind of coats did people wear in those days? And are they different than the kind that they wear now?
Well, they were made out of different material than they are now. But they were usually, if they were good coats, they were wool coats. And pants were wool pants. And then they had some that were cotton, too. But
if a rancher really wanted to stay warm, what kind of coat do you think he may have?
Sheepskin. My dad had a sheepskin, and then they had what they called mackinaws.
What's this?
Well, it was just like a sheepskin, only it was made out of heavy wool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were half an inch thick, or about. Not quite that thick, I guess, but.
Were there other type of winter clothing that people would wear?
Long underwear, and then they usually wore heavy dresses and.
Now, were the long underwear, were they really red? Or is that
no,
just a story?
That's a story.
What color were they?
Well, some of them were white and some of them were kind of a cream color.
So the idea of red long johns, that's just made up.
Yeah.
That's too bad. What about shoes? Or what kind of shoes would people wear to work in?
Well, my dad wore soft leather shoes and... we had sandals for summertime, and then we had just regular lace shoes.
Now, did anybody wear cowboy boots?
Well, there was people that did, but my folks didn't.
What about, maybe you could tell me the kind of work clothes your father would wear. I guess you mentioned a little of the winter type, but maybe you could finish that off in summertime work clothes.
Well, he usually wore corduroy pants and blue chambray shirts. Mm-hmm. And